KJ's Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this Thursday morning. And joining us, as he does a couple of times a month, takes some time out of his busy schedule from the 36th State Senate District, is our State Senator, Jim Stomas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Getting more done in the morning before the rest of the state bothers to get up, as we always do on the sunrise side of the state.
You betcha. Well, you're up early, and you've been busy in the past few weeks or so since the last time we talked. Tell us about what's been going on, my friend.
Hey, I had truly a privilege to go out riding with our state troopers up in Alpena for an evening and did a ride-along and just learn more of what they see, experience, and how they work within the community. So it was an awesome opportunity to get out there and do that, and really enjoyed it and appreciate all that the state troopers are doing out there for us, all of our law enforcement, actually.
You bet.
Had the opportunity to stop into the coffee group at 2 o'clock at Big Bob's over in Hale, Michigan, and hear how things are going over there. What a great group of individuals that come together, I think, every around 2 o'clock and just lets you know how the community's doing, which I really appreciated. And then we had the chance to go out with the oil and gas industry, and we visited a drilling rig that was over near Gaylord, Michigan. And then we also visited an actual finished well site, along with looking at the actual gas station, a tanker truck, along with a pipeline, and just learning more about the industry and trying to understand all of the different parts and how it affects us all the way up and down the state. So that was extremely interesting to take the opportunity to do that. And then I think it was Friday, I had the opportunity to go up to Presqu'île and celebrate with the Road Commission up there their 100th anniversary. And what a great turnout they had. Between the, probably get in trouble for this, but the old timers that were there that came and told some great stories of the equipment compared to today's equipment, and seeing the new guys and looking at all of the equipment that they use to make sure our roads stay safe, especially during the winter months. It was amazing to see that and celebrate 100 years of anniversary. And so it's been a busy couple weeks. So
wow. And I know you got now that's what you've been up to, but I know coming up it's been in the news recently about the water issue there on the former Wordsmith Air Force Base.
Exactly. And what I'm being told from the Department of Health and Human Services is I think that tentatively right now they are planning another public hearing on Tuesday, October 25th. It'll be an open house, I think, from 2 to 4, as they've done in the past, and then a public hearing meeting starting at 6. And I'm sure more information will be coming forward.
Sure.
That's what I have on that right now. We continue to look at it. I know that we had received the grants from the United States Department of Agriculture to help expand the water service up there, along with some of the other dollars that we've been working within the state to do. And monitoring wells should be getting close to either going in or starting to go in. And so we're continuing to keep working on that issue and work with the residents of the area. So
very good. Now, Jim, if they want more information, how's the best way they can reach you, my friend?
The number is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or they have an email address, senjstamas@senate.michigan.gov. senjstamas, STAMAS, at senate.michigan.gov.
Very good. State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend. I'll look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you so much. Look forward to it.